Leftist Catholics, Trump supporters are complicit in unprecedented cruelty. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 9, 2025. Rome, leftist Catholics are rending their collective garments over investigations into the misdeeds of USAID, insisting that funding cuts to progressive NGOs constitute unprecedented cruelty. It is time for complicit Catholics, in particular, to stop aiding and abetting cruelty by asserting that this administration is in any way pro-life. It is not, writes the National Catholic Reporter, NCR, a longtime shill of the Democratic Party. One of the organizations to be hit by the cuts is Catholic Relief Services, a group that has been sharply criticized by conservatives for promoting practices contrary to church teaching, such as abortion. The unprecedented cruelty of the Trump administration was on full display with the news that Catholic Relief Services faces massive cuts in staff and programs because of reductions in international aid, writes NCR. The newspaper said that Catholic Relief Services receives about half of its $1.5 billion annual budget from USAID, whose programs are under scrutiny by the Trump administration for wastefulness and financing programs inconsistent with U.S. interests. Never before has intentional cruelty and intentional destruction of democratic institutions and norms been wedded as national policy, NCR contends. Cruelty this truly is, with no other apparent motive than to demean others and to save what amounts to a paltry sum in federal spending, it states. The op-ed by NCR editorial staff goes on to acknowledge that religious congregations are devising clandestine plans to protect immigrants from U.S. immigration and customs enforcement raids. The United States is now becoming the global face of the cruel man currently in the Oval Office, the article alleges. That means we are becoming a nation folded in on ourselves, motivated by retribution and revenge and what we perceive as self-interest to the exclusion of anything else. It is time for complicit Catholics to stop aiding and abetting cruelty by asserting that this administration is in any way pro-life. It is not, it declares. The newspaper's sudden interest in being pro-life represents a curious turn of events, since over the past 4 years it has voiced enthusiastic support for Joe Biden, a Catholic who threw all the power and influence of his presidency behind the so-called right to kill the unborn. Apparently, for today's Catholic left, cutting taxpayer funding to progressive NGOs is cruelty, while killing the unborn is simply healthcare. Follow at Williams Rome.